Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It seems that this year we have faced more costly climate challenges than I can remember. Hot, dry weather in many states has provided ideal conditions for wildfires. So far this year, 40,000 fires have destroyed 5.8 million acres. And that exceeds the 3.7 million acres burned per year in recent years. That's according to the National Interagency Fire Center. We have read about and seen the fires in California threatening the sequoia trees in the Yosemite Park. Let's not forget about the homes burned and the crops destroyed. We do have research that reminds us that as devastating as it is this year, in the 1930s it was even worse. We watched 50 million acres go up in flames then. When I was a boy, my father talked about the deadly drought and heat of the 30s. It wiped out his crop. Farm and ranch families cannot escape Mother Nature. It might be drought or tornadoes or flooding. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour is complete, and they are giving their yield predictions. They dropped yield numbers for corn by 600 million bushel, which is 4.2% below the August estimate. And soybean estimate is close to the August number. Drought and heat destroyed many of our orchard trees. Cotton crop is half what it was expected to be in Texas, and Texas is our biggest cotton producer. Our pork exports to China could more than double if we sat down with China and got rid of the tariff barriers, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Many farms depend on irrigation for water for their crops, but with drought, many of our rivers out west don't have enough water for them to satisfy the farms and all the people in western states. So who gets the water? Well, of course, the cities and the people get the water. Thousands of acres in California won't be farmed. No water. We have never known what our next challenge will be. Another issue, EPA has extended a comment period on a proposal to strictly limit the use of atrazine. American Farm Bureau and the whole farm industry has filed comments telling EPA don't implement changes. We don't need stricter limits on the use of atrazine. Atrazine is a component of 90 herbicides to kill broadleaf and grassy weeds. We have been killing weeds with atrazine for years and years on my farm. The product is safe. It's Labor Day on Monday. Thank you to all the hard-working men and women that feed us, defend us, and make our country strong. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.